In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Hospital admissions for COVID-19 are up substantially in Colorado compared to early September. At a press conference yesterday, state epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy said that's likely related to reduced social distancing over Labor Day. She said the good news is, after a spike in infections among 18 to 25-year-olds, transmission numbers have decreased in the last week.
And this obviously reflects the substantial work that is being done on our college campuses to really decrease the level of disease transmission that's occurring in those age groups.
Herlihy said that has not translated into other age groups where COVID-19 cases have basically plateaued. She warned the upcoming holiday season could mean many more infections if people are not social distancing enough. A conservative group has sued Colorado, arguing the state is not doing enough to remove ineligible people from the voter rolls. But as CPR's Megan Verlee reports, state officials say their conclusions are based on bad data.
The group Judicial Watch compared how many registered voters are in each Colorado county against census population estimates. It found that numerous counties may have more registered voters than they do adults over the age of 18. The lawsuit also argues the state's clerks have been slow to cancel inactive registrations, even after they meet the criteria for removal. The Secretary of State's office says the group's math underestimates how many people have moved to Colorado in recent years and dismisses the lawsuit as a partisan effort to undermine the election. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Widespread smoke and haze across much of Colorado today and tonight. It should start to clear out tomorrow morning. Right now, it's 53 degrees in Denver, 48 in Grand Junction, 27 in Gunnison. This is CPR News.